Long ago, I came to terms with the fact that I don't have the wealth or fame to move the needle on anything truly significant in this world. Not exactly a cheerful realization, but there it is. That hasn't stopped me from tilting at windmills. I've logged plenty of hours doing exactly that. What finally sank in, though, is that getting credit for an idea is wildly overrated. Once you set the ego aside, you realize you don't have to be the one carrying the banner across the finish line. Laying the groundwork and nudging others to run with it is often enough. And that, more or less, is how we got here. Each time I review my last post on laws restricting 3D printers, the more irritated I get. We've got politicians busily regulating technologies they clearly don't understand, and that's being generous. Policy is shaped less by knowledge and more by lobbying muscle. The elected officials? Largely figureheads, casting votes in favor of whichever lobbyist makes the most convincing pitch or money. Some of them still think cookies are something you dunk in milk and can't quite grasp why anyone would object. That's not the problem, it's just the tip of an impressively large iceberg. These same lawmakers are weighing in on cookies, digital surveillance, VPNs, crypto, and a laundry list of related topics. And not just voting, they're drafting legislation. On subjects they barely comprehend. Confidence is not the same thing as competence, but it's apparently a close enough substitute in Washington. Sure, staffers do some of the heavy lifting, but let's not kid ourselves, these bills are often written, in large part, by lobbyists whose job is to tilt the playing field for whoever is paying them. Expecting a congressman to read a few thousand pages of legislation is optimistic at best, fantasy at worst. So instead, they rely on curated summaries. Guess who writes those? And, unsurprisingly, any inconvenient downsides tend to quietly disappear. Yes, AI can help summarize bills, but let's not pretend it's a silver bullet. AI doesn't interpret the world quite like we do, and current implementations lean toward encouragement rather than sharp critique. If you want real insight, you have to read between the lines, especially the ones AI doesn't highlight. Using AI alone to spot problems in legislation is a bit like throwing darts blindfolded. You might hit something, but don't bet the house on it. And then there are the ones who don't even bother pretending. They vote straight down party lines, bill unread, questions unasked. At that point, why bother printing the legislation at all? It's no wonder so many ineffective, or outright bad, laws make it across the finish line. Given the voting patterns we see today, it's hard to escape the conclusion that many of our elected officials have settled comfortably into the role of political mascots. Let's be honest, campaigns aren't cheap. Do you really think a party pours millions into a candidate who plans to think independently? That's not how the system rewards behavior. Yes, plenty of these individuals hold advanced degrees. Impressive ones, even. But once elected, many seem to trade independent judgment for party loyalty with remarkable efficiency. How else do you explain decisions that run counter to their own professional backgrounds? When former medical professionals make eyebrow-raising votes, political puppets starts to sound less like hyperbole and more like a working theory. If legislation is being passed with little to no meaningful technical review, then maybe it's time to fix that. Complex, technical issues should be vetted by people who actually understand them, not just by those who are good at winning elections. And before anyone points to the Supreme Court as a model of neutrality, recent history suggests we should approach that idea with a healthy dose of skepticism. Political puppets aren't confined to one branch. So why not borrow a page from how standards committees operate? Companies send subject matter experts. Those experts review existing standards, debate changes, draft revisions, and circulate them for broader feedback. It's not a radical concept, it's structured, iterative, and, most importantly, informed. Compare that to legislation shaped by people who kind of get the gist, and the difference is hard to miss. Imagine applying that model here, real experts from multiple organizations reviewing proposed laws before they're passed. And to make it meaningful, attach their names to their assessments. Accountability has a way of sharpening focus. After all, engineers sign off on designs knowing they will be held responsible if something fails. That tends to concentrate the mind. Is that unrealistic for Congress?
Probably.
Without real consequences, there's always a long line of people willing to sign off on just about anything, especially if the incentives are generous enough. We've already seen that assurances of neutrality don't always hold up, particularly in institutions where accountability is limited. Companies, however, live and die by their reputations. Sign off on a few disastrous policies, and the market tends to notice. That kind of pressure can be surprisingly effective. Of course, you can always find someone willing to support your position if the price is right. Set up a few friendly independent organizations, and suddenly you've got all the validation you need. That's not a bug, it's a feature of the current system. Some might suggest leaning on existing standards bodies or compliance organizations. Better than nothing, but not without issues. Ever tried buying a document from ASDM? At those prices, you'd think they were printed on gold leaf. And compliance codes? Often regional, sometimes inconsistent, and occasionally flavored with strong personal bias. UL, Underwriter Laboratories, has a solid track record when it comes to testing and evaluation. I don't agree with every conclusion they reach, but I respect the process. Having organizations like that review and sign off on technical aspects of legislation would be a meaningful step forward. That still leaves gaps, education, infrastructure, procurement, but it's at least a start. At its core, the approach isn't complicated. Identify the technical domains affected by a bill, have it reviewed by multiple industry leaders in those areas, and attach their findings, names included. It's not a silver bullet, but it's a step toward sanity. And right now, we could use a few of those. If you're familiar with quantum mechanics, you know this system is already working perfectly, just not in our particular slice of reality. Maybe it's time we borrowed a better version. It would be a vast improvement over what we're currently pretending is good enough.